T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
On the line with us, he'll know. An American legend.
He'll know everything.
And I'm guessing he has a report from the Wentz wedding. They had to invite him. He's very close with Wentz. Howard Eskin's on the line. Hi, Howard.
Good morning.
Were you invited to the Wentz wedding?
I was not, because I had plans.
All right, wait a minute. Hold on.
They didn't ask you to do the sideline?
Wait a minute. So you would have been invited, but they knew you have a busy social schedule.
I'm sure, but I had plans.
All right, Howard, first of all, he was dancing. He was on the paddleboard. He's ready, isn't he?
I'm not ready to say that because dancing is a little different than these big guys that are anywhere from 285 to 320 pounds coming after you.
Okay.
So it's a little different. We will not know. Doug Peterson won't know probably until maybe a couple of weeks before the opening of the season. So
okay. That's fair enough.
Dancing is different. Nobody's going to hit him when he's dancing.
Howard, do you dance? Are you a dancer?
No, I am not.
See, I'm trying to picture you, and you know what it is, you and me? We like to retain our dignity.
I was dancing at the Taylor Swift concert.
You were?
Over the weekend, yeah.
No way! You were dancing?
Sure.
When they were doing Shake It Off, you were shaking it off?
Shake It Up.
Oh, Shake It Up. Was it Shake It Up? I don't remember what it was. All right, anyway, Howard, let me get to sports, an area that I have great knowledge in. Howard, Manny Machado, what are you hearing?
Well, I'm hearing the same thing everybody else is hearing. I think the Orioles have not. This is because they don't want it to get out before the All-Star game. Now, people speculate, and I don't know about the MLB report. I saw before the game last night, there was another person that works for MLB, Richard Justice, who's well-respected.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He thought the Dodgers were the number one possibility for Manny Machado. Now, he said that last night. I don't know that he's right or he's wrong. The Dodgers have a lot of good prospects, too. And the Dodgers can go to the World Series. I don't know if Manny Machado that the Phillies can go to the World Series. Matter of fact, it makes them better. But are they a World Series team? So I don't, honestly, which report is correct? The Phillies, it sounds like the Phillies are getting so excited about it.
Yeah.
And the Philly that is getting really excited about it, I think, is John Middleton. And I think they're so close to being able to get him. And I think you're going to get him at the end of the year anyway. But it makes a difference now. I think John Middleton, who wants to win so badly and will do anything, maybe has a little bit of his one or two fingerprints.
All right, so hold on.
Which is, I think is a good thing.
You're saying right now, and I said this in the first hour, if this happens, the catalyst for this move was not Matt Klentak. It was not Andy McPhail. It was the owner of the team, John Middleton. Is that what you're telling us right now?
Well, I mean, how do you determine who the catalyst is?
The guy who's got the most power, dummy.
Well, yeah, no, I get it. I get it. But he has given them permission to go all in.
Yep.
If this happens, all in, which I don't know, and I understand what Matt Klentak's doing. He's got some really good prospects. You don't want to give away any of them. I guess they feel that they have enough that they can give away some of them in a trade. And that, with that being the case, I'm sure John Middleton says, hey, listen, if we can get this guy, let's go get him. Not give away everything, but if you want to give away some really good prospects, go ahead and do. So I think John Middleton has put the final, I'll say the final stamp on, do what you have to do to get him. So yeah, so if you want to call that a catalyst, fine. But
Matt Klentak's
working out. I know you want to bury the guy.
I don't like him. I don't care for him.
Well, the thing is, without Matt Klentak, the Phillies wouldn't be where they are right now.
No, without Ruben Amaro, they wouldn't be.
Okay, well, without both of them.
It's my brother.
Because Ruben's deserves Ruben deserves a lot more credit than people give him credit for.
Correct.
But I agree that it is both of them that has got him there. It's not the manager.
Howard,
it's the guy that put the players on the field.
Nobody knows this city better than Howard Eskin. He's been doing talk radio longer than anyone. Howard, what does it do for business if they get Machado this week?
Well, obviously they're going to sell more tickets, but I'm not worried about business. I'm worried about them winning. I don't care how many people. I know you're obsessed with this, how many people come out to the games.
Yes, it's important. The fans matter, Howard.
Well, the fans do matter, but the game matters too. The game is it won't be as boring if Manny Machado comes here, obviously. But the game's a boring game. That's what's really hurting everything. It's not who they get. Winning will help. There's no question winning will help. But September will be better. But remember, the attendance drops off in September. Will more fans come out? Yes, more fans will come out. But I don't care about the fans. I gotta care about winning. But I'm going to put another spin on this. Then the expectations, and we are a city,
yep.
And you are one of the barking dogs out there.
Correct.
The expectations grow sky high. So what are your expectations if Manny Machado comes?
And we win it all.
That's not going to happen.
Why are you laughing? You just went through an Eagles season, jackass. You saw the Eagles win it all. Were you laughing when halfway through their season?
The Eagles were really, really well off. Almost every position. The Phillies are not there. They're not there yet. They have too many holes in their lineup. Now, Manny Machado clears up one of them, and I would imagine Kingery would be on third,
yep.
And Manny Machado would be on short.
I don't think so.
You think it'll be the other way around?
I think Machado will play third for this year.
All right, Howard, I got to move to basketball.
He wants to play shortstop. He wants to play shortstop.
Howard, the whole city needs your opinion on this Sixers story, all right? Apparently, the ownership went to Houston and tried to lure Sam Hinkie's boss in Houston, Daryl Morey, to come here as GM. Give me your interpretation of what that means.
I don't have any idea what they're doing. I have no. But who's what basketball people are in there running the show? Brett Brown's a coach,
yep.
Not a general manager. They're making some changes, I found out, in their scouting department. They're letting some people go because they're now going to scout with video rather than actual scouts.
No.
And so I don't know what, who's doing what and what's going on, but I think Brett Brown is really starting to enjoy the general manager's job. And I think he wants to find somebody that allows him to make more decisions with the general manager. Now, he was always consulted. And that concerns me a little bit. I have no idea who's making what decisions, and maybe they're having trouble for whatever reasons with what's happened here, getting somebody to be a general manager.
All right, Howard. If they're trying to bring in Hinkie's teacher, and Hinkie's available, would you consider bringing your favorite GM, Sam Hinkie, back to Philadelphia?
Well, do you want to start losing more than winning again?
The
only thing Sam Hinkie was good at was losing. All right, he was great. He was the number one person at losing. I don't know. I mean, he could do it better than anybody else.
Right.
He could tank better than anybody else. That's not where they are now. And they have so many analytics people. They don't need Sam Hinkie in there, and they don't need him to start losing again. And I don't know that he was. Matter of fact, I don't think he was a good talent evaluator at all. And he ignored his scouts.
Wow.
He did everything by his computer. I give you a quick story on scouts come in and they have their reports going into one of the drafts. And he takes them and throws the reports in the trash can. And he says, you know, I don't really need these because I've got it all. I don't need what your reports are on those players.
Wow.
So do you want that guy back?
No.
No, I
just was asking
so.
You, one last thing, Howard, I ask you, because you're a legend sports talk host in this city. I was very generously given the award for best sports talk host in Philadelphia by Mainline Today. However, I ended up in a tie with Paul Jolovitz. Could you?
You're kidding.
No, I am. I swear to God, Howard, it's true. It's in the magazine. No, what are you laughing at? How did I end up tied with Jolovitz?
You know, I won that 1 year, and now I don't even consider that much of an honor.
Wait a minute. I tied with Jalibitz.
If you're telling me the truth.
I haven't heard him. Has he been great this year? What happened with Jalibitz? How did he tie with me?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, please. I have no comment.
All right.
We're going to sell magazines if Jalibitz wins. We'll sell magazines. All right.
From what I hear, I haven't seen the cover. I think Jolly's on it alone.
You're kidding me. You got to be kidding me.
This is true.
Is he on the cover out? Is he on? He's on the front and back? Howard, see you later. Howard Eskin, ladies and gentlemen.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.